football on off the ball.
He played down at Millwall a couple of times in the Den. That was at a time when Danny Shiddu was the captain of Millwall, and he used to stand at the front of the tunnel with no top on and bark like a dog. Honestly, we can laugh now because it is a bit funny, but it's the most intimidating thing I've ever seen.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball, GAA.
Kerry have retained the Munster title and the newly named Paddy O'Shea Cup after a terrific second half display where they saw off a genuine Cork challenge 123-115 in a sun-kissed Killarney. It was an exciting game of football from the off with Cork racing into a 6-1 lead after 7 minutes, which included a fantastic Brian O'Driscoll two-pointer. David Clifford led the response for Kerry though, and they were back within three at the break as Cork led 13-10. In the second half, again Clifford was to the fore in the match, and he took control in the 38th minute when he got the ball on the sideline, soloed in and fired past the Cork keeper from close range. He then followed up with a two-pointer and the game had completely changed. Gavin White soloed up the field, scoring a point from close range on 58 minutes to put Kerry 117-14 clear. Cork weren't done, however. Brian O'Driscoll threw caution to the wind and struck for a goal into the top corner to leave three in it, but there was no way back in the end as Kerry win the Munster title 123-115. Stephen Gleeson in Killarney. Absolutely fantastic result for you today. It was one of those days of old here in Killarney, wasn't it?
It was an unbelievable day out. There was a great buzz around the fixture when Cork playing serious football there in Division 2 up to Division 1. So we knew we were coming down. We were going to face a serious battle against them. And yeah, we knew they were going to travel in numbers. So it was a great occasion.
And 6-1 to Cork after 6 minutes. David Clifford kind of settled you into it then, and you had it level before they were three up. But what was said to you at half time in the dressing room?
We knew Cork were going to target start, which they did. Got off to a great start, and yeah, I thought we showed good resilience to kind of get back into the game, slow things down, kind of get a foothold in the game. And yeah, I think we weren't. Delighted going in 3 points home, but we were happy with the kind of character we showed to just kind of feel our way back into the game.
Great goal by Clifford in on 38 minutes, and from there you just seem to go up a couple of gears in the game.
Yeah, I suppose he's a phenomenal finisher. That score, I suppose, gave us a good old foothold in the game. I think any time you get a goal now in the new games, it's a big lift, and I think we kind of capitalised on the goal, obviously, with a few points and got a bit of a foothold. But yeah, we always knew Cork weren't going to die down and come back into it, so we were happy.
Did it take from it that you already knew who you're playing in the next round, or you know, was it just Munster final day?
We didn't. Like, in Munster final day, it's Munster final day, especially against Cork in Clarnet. You grow up coming down here at full house is probably the one fixture that really stands out to me as a child. It was a massive fixture for us, and we weren't looking ahead.
Yeah, so looking ahead now, you're back to it and looking to do what you did last year and retain that All-Ireland.
Yeah, look, I suppose we've kind of been good at that, just game by game and keeping the head down. So yeah, Donegal obviously Saturday week, so that's going to be another serious test, but looking forward to it.
Mm. Was the Paddy O'Shea Cup an extra incentive today?
It was, of course. Like, Paddy was a massive figurehead in Kerry football. Obviously the connection there with Paul, and Paul being captain, was massive also. So yeah, look, it was something that we felt that we wanted to do, and just delighted to do so.
Well done. Joining me now, Jack O'Connor. Jack, elation here, full house almost in Killarney. What a day for Munster football. Did it take from it that you knew who you were playing next, or was this what it was all about today?
We concentrated fully on today, to be honest. I mean, not too many days you see Fitzgerald Stadium with that atmosphere and that colour. Great Cork crowd, fair play to them. They came in their droves and created a great atmosphere, and just delighted to be part of the occasion.
And when you were, you know, looking at this fixture,
you're a few players down, missing a few, but at the same time, you really got a chance to test your panel today.
Ah, yeah, sure, that's what they're training for. Those lads are delighted, you know, they're getting a go, and it's tough going, and the lads are injured, but, you know, hopefully we'll get a few of them back now in the next few weeks.
Yeah, there's a few injured there for a while now. Do you think it is going to be something that you'll probably be using a huge amount of players to see what you can do from here?
Well, yeah, our panel will be well tested now in the next few weeks, but that's the nature of it. I mean, the way the inter-county season is now, it's fairly intense on top of a very intense league, so you're going to have attrition, but, you know, we feel we've a bit of depth and that'll be needed.
Jack, can I just ask from a personal point of view, you've had a lot of good years on the sideline, Kerry. How tough has this year been, given your injury list, and probably given that underperformance, we call it, against the Donegal that happened from Dublin?
The injuries are tough, of course. They're tough on the individually on the players. But as a management, we have to drive on. We have to look after the team and the panel and the lads that are fit. And that's where our focus has to be. And leave the medical team deal with the boys that are injured. But look, as I say, they're working very hard, and hopefully they'll be back in a short time.
Getting them back for the Donegal game will obviously be a big preference for you. I suppose the draw being done, there's a lot of talk about it. That kind of can just take one eye away from a big game like Cork and Kerry. But how much of that have you tried to keep out of the camp, and how difficult has it been?
We never mentioned Donegal high up or low down, to be honest with you, because we knew we'd have a good test from Cork today, and that we'd have our hands full with them, and our full focus was on the Cork game, and just as well it was, because Cork came very strong there, particularly early in the game with the crowd they had backing them, and there was no problem focusing on Cork, to be honest.
Mark O'Shea said just before you came in there, he said you're going to have a few pints tonight, so will they be allowed to balance the bit of celebration?
Did he say that? He did. I might have one or two myself. Thanks,
John, disappointing day for you at the office. You had a really good cut at it in the first half in particular, and that goal just after half time just seemed to change the encounter.
Yeah, looking back on the whole game, I think we're definitely disappointed. Disappointed by the way we played. I think we're capable of better than that. Hats off to Kerry, deserved a win on the day. Played the more efficient football. Look, I thought we had too many turnovers, too many poor shot selections, and at this level it comes back to haunt you. All fairness, we fought to the bitter end, but, you know, there were times when we took the wrong option, as I said, the next team goes down the field and score for Kerry, so be disappointed with that. I think we're capable of playing better than that, and that's the disappointing thing for us today.
Yeah, and just in the second half there, you just seem to maybe go into your shell a bit, because in the first half you were shooting 6 points to one up early on, and there was no one really going for those two-pointers in the second half. And did that give Kerry some breathing space, do you think?
Well, there was a strong wind there. I don't think Kerry got any two-pointer in the first half either, you know. So, you know, we needed probably a 6 or 7 point cushion at halftime to, you know, have coming down the home straight. Because, look, you know, we knew Kerry were going to come at us. And so, look, I think we needed to be more ahead at half time, and we weren't, and that came back to haunt us. Then in the end, Kerry soaked it up, and, you know, a couple of balls into the goalie's hands, a couple of turnovers, and next thing down the field, you know, they got their goal, you know, and 5 or 6 fabulous points. But that's what's going to happen if you're trying to force it and try and get back into it. And look, in fairness, Brian Driscoll kicked a great goal, and I think Conor Corbett had a shot for a 2-pointer, which would have levelled it, but I think about 5.5 minutes to go. Whether we deserved it or not, we would have been, you know, level of that, and who knows what might have happened coming down the straight.
How disappointed, John, were you with the second half performance? You'd only 1 point in the first 25 minutes of that second half before the Brian O'Driscoll goal.
Yeah, it was disappointing, and as I said, disappointing in that we had enough of the ball and we didn't make use of it. We turned it over, poor shot selection, and that's the disappointing thing about it. But look, that's what these games are about. You'll learn an awful lot, and we certainly learned that, you know, if you have the ball and you get your opportunities, you've got to take them. If you have cheap turnovers against the top teams, you'll get punished.
How hard is it going to be to pick the players up now with the main game coming so quickly?
I don't think it will. You know, we just got to get back in it. This competition is finished today. We would have loved to have won it. We don't. But look, meet coming down 2 weeks' time. We'll think about that now tomorrow and during the week, but I don't think they will. They're a resilient bunch. And as I said, we'll see about that now during the week.
Off the ball, GAA.